Hello, this is Steve Barish in the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I just wanted to stop in for an hour and say hello. There's some things that I really wanted to go over tonight, things that we haven't talked about before. And as we get older, we become stiffer. And what we need to do is to be less, be much more forgiving and let go of our stiffness. What I'm discussing about is that as we get older, things get a little tougher for us in terms of the way that we are. We get less, I guess we get more aggravated as we get older, and it's a little difficult to deal with that. And so it's pretty hard to realize that we need to allow ourselves to go.
Can you please shut the water off?
So it's difficult for us to realize that we need to stay as young as we possibly can. And the way that I look at it is this. As we get older, we become stiff like an oak tree. And what we need to do is to keep ourselves younger by being a sapling. A sapling can bend in the wind, but a strong wind could knock over a big tree. So we need to allow ourselves to remain as young as we possibly can. And that's really, really important to do. So that's what I'm talking about. I've always felt younger, something that I've always been able to maintain. And when I feel young, I feel better. When I feel old, my body hurts. And it's really important to feel yourself young and not old. So it's really important to do. What we also need to do is that we have to think of wisdom. As we get older, we stop thinking about things that are less important, which are actually more important. And that is by letting go, enjoying our lives, and trying to be free with everything that we do. And that's very important. It's really important to have that kind of freedom to expound upon, which is really important stuff. So what I would suggest doing is thinking very young. It's very important to think really, really young, and that's what you need to do. And that's what I've been doing as I get older. By letting go, we can actually gain more wisdom. And the way that I do that is that I go for walks in the woods, and what happens is I can see the tree spirits and I can see the forest spirits, different things of that nature. And that gives me a lot of wisdom. And what happens is basically on a bigger tree, the soul of the tree looks just like us. If people have the insight of being able to look in the center of a tree, you'll be able to see a person inside that tree. And that is the soul of the tree. It looks just like us. It starts at the almost at the root of the tree and goes up about 6 feet. So you can actually see that inside the tree if you allow yourself to let go. And what I mean by letting go, very simple. If you're meditating, meditate on nothing. Just meditate on nothingness. Allow your mind to let go and allow God to come in. And what happens is that we have the ability to let things go, to allow ourselves to feel nature and to see nature more. Thousands of years ago, our primal people could probably do that because they didn't have televisions, they didn't have radios, they didn't have bars to go to or whatever the case may be. But years ago, people were inclined to walk in the woods. That's how the medicine men learned their techniques, is by meditating and by knowing which mushrooms are good and which herbs are good for the body. They all learned that. I had a gentleman on my program. His name was Sonar, and he is an Ayurvedic healer. And one thing that I learned from him, or I actually learned a lot from him, but the most important thing I learned is that in nature, is that we've learned so much from nature, and we need to look at that, and we need ourselves to allow ourselves to grow with nature. And I asked Sonam about how old is Ayurvedic medicine. And it is orally, it could be 1,000,000 years old. Written, it's 2,000 years old. So we know from 2,000 years ago that Ayurvedic medicine was around. Now, I've also found out that it's not pronounced Ayurvedic, it's pronounced Ayurvedic. So there's a lot to learn just by listening to people. I had him on. He was on for an hour 2 weeks ago, and we had a wonderful time. He's going to be back on in a month or so, and we're going to be discussing basically Tibetan medicine. So it should be a lot of fun to listen to. But let's get back to the energy work, because I'm getting away from that. What we need to do is live more honorably. We need to allow ourselves to have the compassion to understand where we're coming from. And where we're coming from is love. Love rules the universe. Love rules the planet. Love rules everything that we do. And it's very important to allow ourselves to let go, to feel that kind of energy which flows through us and to us from heaven. And what we can do this evening is very simple. If there's anybody out there that needs to be healed, anybody that needs to feel the energy and feel better, please give me a call. That's what I'm all about. I do all kinds of healing. So don't be afraid to give us a call, and we're more than happy to help you in terms of energy. This afternoon, I had a client in my house, and we were discussing a lot of things, and one of the things we did basically was that at work I have a master crystal under my table, and the master crystal seems to be very, very powerful, and it really works. It actually shoots shards of light into the body. As I'm working, I can actually see the energy, shooting energy into the person. The compassion of the crystal, the love of the crystal, was actually shooting energy into the body. It works simultaneously with me, or maybe it's that I work with the crystal simultaneously, but it does work. Now, my client, we were talking, and one of the things she said, "Where is your crystal?" And I said, "Well, it's in my other place of business, but we have another crystal here." And I pointed the crystal north. In other words, it had a sharp edge. It was a pink quartz crystal, weighed about 30 pounds. I put it under the table, and I faced the crystal north, very important for me. You have to find which way is better for you. But what happened is basically when I put it towards the north, and I moved it slowly, I was feeling the energy shifting from the crystal, which made the whole room become very... Yes, can I have them, please?
Oh, hi, I'm Kim.
Hi, Kim, I'm Steve. How you doing?
Okay, I've been feeling... I had to work today, and
yes.
I've been really sick, vomiting and everything, and so... I don't know if it's a cold or what, but it's like in my head is intense pain, and so I would love a healing.
Right. Okay. We're opening up your heart now. That's it. Just relax with it. Just relax. What did you have for dinner last night, may I ask?
I had a steak with bread and Parmesan and what was in that thing? Oh, and lettuce. It was like a wrapped around meat and vegetables.
Okay.
But you think that was
Did you feel good last night when you got finished and when you went to bed?
Yeah, I felt fine, but I'm kind of going through, well, I am going through menopause, and this entire week I've been getting hot flashes and stuff
okay.
like that.
Okay.
And then when I had just, for breakfast, I just had strawberries.
Yes.
And everything just came up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I did
What I would highly suggest is this. When you have a time when you're not feeling well or if you're having hot flashes, meat is very aggressive. It's an aggressive food. I would highly suggest that you eat something that's softer, have a salad with spinach or have a salad with greens. Have chicken if you want, but I think I would stay away from heavy meats like that.
Okay.
That might help you a lot. What we're doing is clearing some negative energy out of you.
Uh-huh.
You should be able to feel that energy flowing through you. Can you feel that?
Well, my head's kind of been numb with pain. So
yeah.
I don't
what we're doing is opening you up. What I need you to do is just let go. That's it. Shut your eyes. And feel the energy flowing through you. Now your intestines are clearing. Your legs are clearing. Good. Allow your head to relax. Let everything go. You're doing great. What I'm going to do... if you want to open up your right hand just for a second.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to pass you energy from my hand to your hand. You should be able to feel that energy going into your hand now. Can you feel that?
Well, I feel like a tingling in the middle of my hand.
Yes, that's exactly right, dear. That's exactly what it feels like. I wanted you to say that, not me. Good. Your third eye's opening up nicely. You should be feeling more positive at this moment. Can you feel that?
Well, I don't feel like throwing up, so that's good. And
that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. My head, the pain is not like as quite as bad.
Right. So you're clearing very nicely, dear. Very good. You should be able to feel the back of your head clearing. Can you feel that?
As I said, it doesn't hurt as much as it was.
Right.
My mom said it's cold, but I don't know.
Where are you calling from, can I ask?
Oh, sure. Oakland, California.
California? Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful. Relax. Just relax yourself. Your headache should be dissipating. Can you feel that?
It's not as intense.
Right.
I've had it
all
day today.
Okay.
So
what I want you to do.
Work.
Yes. What I want you to do is take your right hand and put it on your tummy, down about an inch above your belly button. Just put your hand there.
Okay. I think.
That's it. You should be able to feel yourself calming down very nicely. Can you feel that?
My head is feeling a lot better.
Yes, good, honey. Good. If you want to hold that for the next 5 minutes, I think your headache will go completely away and you should feel a lot better.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
What type of healing do you call this?
Well, I don't know. God gives me a gift, and I never asked him what kind of healing I should call it. So I just do his work.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you very much.
God bless
you.
You take care of yourself.
Bye.
Take care, honey. Is there some other caller out there? I think we had two other callers waiting in line. So I will take those phone calls and help people as much as I possibly can. So if you can pass one over, I would appreciate that. But getting back to energy, we need to allow ourselves to have the ability to clear things, and you can clear things very quickly by letting go. The way to clear ourselves is like being childlike. Allow yourself to let go. And I think it's a wonderful thing that God has given us the ability just to let things go and not worry so much. We need to allow ourselves to clear. We need to allow ourselves to be as free as we possibly can. Hello? Hello? Well, I guess there's nobody there. So what we need to do is to allow ourselves to let go and be free. Excuse me? They're not there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Steve?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
Hi. Who is this?
My name's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. How you doing?
Good.
Good. What can I help you with, Kevin?
I actually talked to you 2 weeks ago about getting a receptor.
Oh, okay.
And it was said that a diamond would be best for me.
Yes.
And I was wondering if the synthetic cubic zirconium, if that would do the job as a diamond.
It would do the job. It's not as powerful as a diamond.
Yeah.
The diamond takes in all of the colors, where the cubic zirconia is only going to take a few of the colors. So it's up to you which one you want. It can work. If you can't afford a diamond, absolutely do the cubic zirconium. Now, I'll tell you what you can do. A lot of jewelers take in used diamonds. Estate diamonds. You follow what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And you can ask them if they have one that would be comfortable to wear in the necklace. In other words, you might be able to spend $400 or $500 instead of spending $2,000. You follow
okay.
what I'm saying?
The
diamond doesn't have to be perfect. But if you have a diamond, it'll be a lot more potent in terms of energy. And it will have all the colors of the spectrum. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was also thinking about zircon.
Zircon is good. Don't misunderstand me. A zircon is good. You might want to try that before you try a diamond.
Well, they offer zircon and cubic zirconium. There's a difference in the two.
Yes, there is a big difference, yes.
And I thought maybe that one would work also.
It would work. Yes, it would work.
Okay. That's natural, and cubic zirconium is synthetic, so
I thought that would
have a difference in it also.
Well, the natural stone is always better than the cubic zirconium.
Yeah, that's...
Okay,
so
you want to get something more natural. Not that the cubic zirconium won't work. It's just that the natural stone is a little bit more potent than that.
Okay.
You follow what I'm saying? But a diamond would be the best for you, but the other stone would be wonderful too. So what I would do, if they have one, you can send it back to Dr. Fred, or you can have one put in at a jeweler's. So it's up to you whichever way you want to go about it.
Okay. Also, one other question. I've been doing a lot of liver detoxing.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you could shift some energy my way.
And absolutely. Let's just get you a little clearer. Beautiful. Good. Now, I'm opening up your heart. you should be able to feel yourself becoming more grounded and more clear. Can you feel that?
Not really.
Okay. Give it a second. I'm already feeling you changing, so just give me a second. Give your body a chance to change.
Yeah, the heart is lightening up.
Yes. That's wonderful. Good. When's the last time you meditated?
Oh, it's been a while.
I would highly suggest meditating in the morning.
Okay.
If you can, meditate in the evening. If you can't, please meditate in the morning. I think that you'll feel that your whole day will be a lot better for you. The more you meditate, this is what I'm picking up about you. The more you meditate, the happier you're going to be.
Okay.
You should feel yourself being expanded right now. Can you feel that? Can you feel your mind becoming more expansive?
I feel my liver's a lot lighter.
Yes. Okay.
I'm sure that comes with it.
Yes, it does. I think you're focusing more on your liver. That's okay. What we need to do is focus on the entire body. So what I need you to do is look straight forward. I think that you'll see that your eyes are very clear and that you have a lot more peripheral vision. And what you can do you have any plants at home, any kind of flowers?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I want you to go take a look at your flowers. I think you'll see that there's a lot more color there. I think you'll find that it's much more vivid. Can you take a look for me?
Well, I can look out my window.
Good. I think you'll see everything greener.
Yeah.
Good. What you need to do is to just meditate, keep your mind very balanced. By meditating, and I think that'll help you tremendously. And you should
okay.
be able to feel tingling through your feet. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good. What I'm doing is that, can you see, do you see energy well?
If I get to relax, yes.
Okay. We're relaxing you down. What I would like you to do is just take a look at your feet and look below your feet. You should be able to see a light coming up from the center of the earth. Can you see that?
More of just a glowing around the bottom.
A glowing? Okay. You're connecting to Mother Earth at the center of Mother Earth. If you move forward about 1 foot, you'll feel a tremendous amount of energy coming down from heaven. It's about 4 feet wide, and it's cylindrical. So if you walk a foot in front of you, you'll start to feel a tremendous amount of energy coming down to you. Do you want to try that, please?
Well, my desk is kind of in the way.
Well, why don't you get away from your desk?
Okay.
Walk around your desk.
Okay.
And feel the energy in front of you.
This is very cool.
Yes.
Temperature-wise.
Yes. Pure energy. What happens is, this is what happens. Sometimes people get very warm and sometimes people get very cool. You just happen to need cool energy this evening. How does that feel to you?
Very relaxing.
Good.
Very relaxing.
Wonderful. Take your right hand and just open it up and feel the energy going through your feet. Can you feel that?
I can feel it through my hands.
Good.
Awesome.
Well, actually, it's going through your feet. I'm watching you opening up your energy both ways. You're receiving energy from heaven, and you're receiving energy from Mother Earth. So what you're doing is that you're opening up between heaven and earth, and you're bringing that energy from heaven and from earth to the top of the earth. You follow what I'm saying? Where we walk on the earth plane.
Yes.
Okay, what I want you to do, where are you calling from, may I ask?
Ohio.
Ohio.
Rural Ohio.
Yeah. What I want you to do is hold out your hand like you're going to shake my hand. Okay? What I'm going to do is I'm going to just press a smidge towards your fingertips. You should be able to feel that energy now. Can you feel that?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, wonderful. What I'm trying to do is to show you that we're all connected. There's no disconnection from heaven and earth. There's no disconnection from one person to another. When you open up and you allow things to flow through you without having any kind of barriers in your mind, you'll see that the energy from God is through all of us. We're all connected together. And it's so important to send that kind of love out to everybody. What's going to happen? This is what's going to happen for you. You could walk into a crowd of people, and without even knowing it, you can heal them. And without them knowing, they'll just feel it instantaneously. So what happens when you clear your energy like that, and your aura is from heaven, which it is, we all have that, and once we clear ourselves and once we allow ourselves to let go and let God filter through us, you can actually clear people without them even knowing where it's coming from. And the interesting part is that energy just will come through you all the time. You follow
what
I'm saying?
That's great. I've been working on doing such things, and sometimes I just need to be reminded more than anything.
Well, you're a wonderful human being, and you have tremendous energy, and you have tremendous gifts. Please meditate. It'll help you tremendously, and it will help humankind. It'll help every kind. You'll be able to see things clearer. You'll be able to see more spirits in terms of forest spirits and wood spirits and what else am I hearing here? You'll be able to see a lot more. You'll be able to feel a lot more. So it's very important for you to meditate. You have tremendous gifts. Everybody does, and you're getting in touch with them now. That's wonderful.
Well, thanks a lot, Steve. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. You can call me anytime.
Oh, I probably will.
Okay.
You have a great
evening. Take care of yourself.
You too. Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye. Do we have another caller? I think we had three callers in a row, and I'm more than happy to help them as much as I possibly can. If we have more than that, that's wonderful, too. But anyhow, getting back...
Can you hear Steve?
Yes, hello?
Hi, Steve. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. It's Kim from Louisiana.
Oh, hi, Kim. How you doing?
Hanging in. I've called recently, maybe in the past 6 months. Unfortunately, my ex has been molesting my son. And,
oh, my God.
I know
okay.
I have to forgive him. I know
yes.
I have to forgive him because it's... You know, it's entering my body, and
yes.
the charges were dropped against him, unfortunately.
Okay.
And I'm in the middle of a court case with him, but it's a civil court.
Okay.
And I just need some help. I know I have a biopsy on Monday. I just need some help clearing. I know it's like my liver, it's anger, and it's like above my right ovary.
Okay.
But I need help. kind of moving some energy, bringing in some
okay,
more forgiveness.
Okay, so what we're going to do, my dear, is that we're going to clear the energy in your heart, number one. You
okay.
should be able to feel that energy clearing in your gut now.
Thank you.
Good. There's more light there. You should feel your ovum is clearing. Everything is clearing on your private parts. Everything is clearing on your ovaries. Everything is clearing in your lower and upper intestines. What you need to do is to let go the anger, honey. Anger is only going to beget more anger.
Right. I know that.
So what we need to do is this. It's very important for you to allow yourself to let go, honey. Please, you have the ability to letting go. That's it. I think right now what you need to do more than feel his or your anger towards him, you need to feel love for yourself. You need to
yeah.
feel love for your son.
Yeah.
That's very important to do. Good. You should feel yourself coming down now. You should be able to feel yourself calming and becoming more grounded. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Good, honey. Allow the anger to go. That's it. Good. Try to remember this. We all have to answer to a higher power.
Yeah.
Nobody gets away from that higher power, honey. And I'll tell you how important it is and how real it is. I was in synagogue last year for Yom Kippur, which is a Day of Atonement. And for the past 5 years, at the end of the service, these gigantic men and women would show up in the room, and we would have what is known as the Bima, which is where the rabbi stands. And they were about 9 feet tall, and they came into the room. And as the prayers were ending, they went out and took everything away from everybody that was praying. I saw that with my own eyes. They were spiritual. They were very big, and they went around the congregation, and they were clearing people very quickly from all their sins. And I'm finding out that this is very real, that this really happens. I've seen it with my own eyes. So I realize that we all have a higher power that we have to answer to. Allow yourself to love yourself.
Yes, that was really beautiful, Steve.
You're quite welcome.
It's
real, honey. It's actually real.
I was
going to
ask
real.
You, I have been, I intuit mostly, okay? I don't see much.
Yes.
But when I do see, like, I sense, like, spheres of blue energy, and I kind of intuit that to be, like, astral visitations from friendly people that I'm thinking about or that I know. But since
okay.
I've been in the courtroom, I sat over 2.5 hours in a courtroom with my ex, right?
Okay.
And so I've had spheres of red energy, and actually a red, like a real angry red mask, like an African
right,
real angry
right.
red mask float above, Right, and I'm assuming that that's him, right?
Those
red spheres are
the
him,
energy
and
that you're seeing.
Him, and
hello?
I'm trying to kind
yes.
of shut that down somehow.
Well, what I'm doing is telling you that redness is coming from you.
Okay.
It's from anger, honey.
Gotcha.
Anger is pure red.
Okay.
What we're going to do is calm down your liver.
Okay.
Okay. I am putting the purest energy that I have through your body. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to bring down a pure light from heaven. It's exactly a foot and a half in front of you. It's about 4.5 to 5 feet, and it's cylindrical form. It's pure white light. What I would like you to do is walk right into it very slowly so you can feel that energy.
Yeah, I feel it.
Good, honey. Walk a little further in. That's right there. Just hold it right there. Can you feel that stronger?
Yes.
Okay. Just stand there. It's working on your liver now. It's getting rid of the anger. Allow yourself to let go, honey. That's it. Just allow that to clear. That's beautiful. Wonderful. How does that feel to you now?
Much better, thanks, Steve.
Yeah. You're much calmer. What you need to do, may I tell you what you need to do a little bit? Is that okay?
Yes. Yes.
Allow yourself to let go, honey. Just allow yourself to let go. I know that, you know, the anger comes up, you know, for your husband. But for your son's sake and for your sake, honey, allow it to go. Love yourself more. Just allow yourself to love you even more. That's it. Can you feel yourself coming down now?
Yes.
Good. You should feel the energy around your heart area. We're taking you right into your heart. Good. Now we're making a connection between your heart and your mind. That's it. You should be able to feel like you're looking into your heart. You should be able to feel as though your mind is with your heart. Can you feel that now?
Yes.
Good, honey. Do you feel your liver just lightening up an awful lot?
Yes.
Okay. What I want you to do is to feel the energy around you and inside you. It should feel very calming and very relaxing and very peaceful.
Yes.
How does that feel to you?
Yes, it does.
Good, honey. You're doing just absolutely fine.
I just feel like layers and layers are coming off my liver.
Yes, honey. Absolutely. Just allow that to go. That's it. You're doing absolutely fantastic. What I need you to do, don't trust me. Trust yourself.
That's really beautiful, Steve.
Okay. just trust yourself, honey. I'm only a conduit for God. That's the only thing I am, is a conduit.
A very gifted one, by the way.
Well, I don't take credit for this. It all comes from the Master. It all comes from Divine Mind.
I know. Just a clear channel, right, Steve?
Excuse me?
Just a clear channel.
Yes.
That's all you are, is a clear channel.
Yeah. Actually, I don't use the word channel. For me, it's not as clear as being clear. I don't know the boundaries of channeling. All I know is that everything is gone, and everything is free. It goes above channeling. I'm just not sure what it is.
Yeah.
It's
really
energy.
Beautiful, though, and you have a really wonderful gift.
Thank
I listen
you.
All
just,
the time, and you. The callers are, like, usually amazed, and I'm never amazed because I called them the first time and I felt you the first time. It's like, yep, he does it.
Well, we have about 14 to 15 million people listening now, so the energy that I'm passing to you is not only going to you, but it's going to everybody else that's listening. So
that's really beautiful.
I know they can feel that.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. If you have any other issues that pop up during the week and you need some help, please don't hesitate to call me.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed evening.
Oh, you too. God bless you, and I hope everything goes well with you and your son.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So let me get back to the pink quartz. If there's anybody else out there that needs some help, please don't hesitate. We're more than happy to help you, and I'm more than happy to do that for you. But the pink quartz, my pink quartz weighs about 30 pounds. It doesn't weigh half as much as the Master Quartz crystal. But what happened was is that Linda, a very dear friend of mine, was feeling that energy. And it calmed the whole room down and calmed her also. So the idea of it is that no matter where we're at, that we are on holy ground. Hello?
Oh?
Hello, hi.
Hi, Steve. This is Pat.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, sure. May I ask who this is, dear?
Yes, this is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
Hi.
How you doing? Where are you calling
okay.
from, Pat?
Connecticut.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Last week you were helping me with some severe anxiety, and you said you had seen the cause or where it was coming from. I also told you that I became agoraphobic at age 6, and I think this is to do with childhood abuse.
Yes.
And I'm wondering if you could help me some more. And can you balance this so I can get rid of the trauma and have a life? The anxiety, the fear, the depression really interferes.
You should be able to feel that energy coming in through the top of your head now. Can you feel that, dear?
I think so.
Good, honey. Allow that to go through you. It's coming
okay.
from heaven. That's it. Allow your mind to open as much as you possibly can by letting go. That's it. You should be able to feel white light, and you should be able to see that white light going through your entire body right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, it sort of looks a little gold to me.
Yes, that's protection. Oh, you're doing so much better. Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful. How does that feel to you?
I'm sorry?
How does that feel to you?
Feels good. You helped me a lot last week when you made me understand not to concentrate so much, but just to let go, let go, let go. So
right, and that's still the same message, honey, is to let go. You need to allow yourself the freedom to let go. Give yourself the respect and the love and the compassion that you deserve. You're doing absolutely wonderful, honey. You're gaining a lot of strength. You should be able to feel that strength running through your body now. Can you feel that there?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Your DNA, your RNA is being changed right now as we speak.
Thank you.
That's it. You should be able to feel yourself a lot clearer right now. Can you feel that?
I do, yes.
Good, honey. Trust yourself. Trust yourself and love yourself even more. And the way to do that is to let go and allow this energy to stay within you. Sometimes we do a lot of work through therapy, and it gets better for a few years, and then all of a sudden, things pop back again. So what you need to do is to keep your mind open, and when you feel this coming back, this negative energy, you need to love yourself even more. And the way to do that is to allow this energy to flow through you. That energy will be with you. You need to calm down, relax, and let it flow through you. How does it feel now, dear?
I can hardly hear you, Steve.
Oh, I'm sorry. How does the energy feel now?
I feel good. I feel my head feels quite a bit clearer. I feel stronger.
Good.
When you said doing therapy, yes, I've done it my whole life. It appears as though this has come up big time for me to heal.
Yes, what happens is that your therapy is working, and sometimes we have a case where, I'm talking about you, is that we have a case of energy that comes through and it really, really just hits us hard. And the reason it does that is because you're clearing more. So allow yourself to feel the wonderfulness of clearing. And I think that's what's been going on for about a week now.
Okay, it's hard to hear you. Did you say it comes through because I'm feeling more or clearing more?
You're clearing more. The more toxic that you let go, the more toxins that you let go, the clearer you become. So when your RNA, your DNA, your atomic structure starts changing, it starts clearing things instantaneously. So we're allowing those things to clear very quickly. But the thing is, now this is very important to listen to, you need to allow yourself to let go and not cause yourself harm by staying attached to an issue that is already over.
Yes.
Do you follow what I'm saying to you?
I am. I keep working on forgiving. I really don't have issues or anger, but as I hear from people like you these messages, I think, well, there must still be more forgiveness I need to do. So I always work on that. I always try to see the people that have passed clearer. And, you know, I'm always looking at myself and trying to learn more.
I think what you need to do is to realize that you're just as powerful as anybody else on this planet.
I have felt so the opposite of that.
Yes, you need to realize that you are that kind of power. You have that kind of power. And that's what's being given to you tonight.
Thank you.
You have that power running in you. You're opening up to a tremendous amount of energy that will help clear you and keep you clear. Do you meditate at all, dear?
Not yet, because the anxiety is so gripping and my mind races so much.
What you need to do, okay, what you need to do is this. I'll speak up a little bit. What you need to do is this. Allow yourself to be. What pops up in your mind, let it be. If you keep your mind open, that stuff will not stay for long. You need to be more positive in your sayings. In other words, when you feel something happen and you feel a clearing, thank God that He's allowing Himself to clear you through and through. And you have to thank Him for that. You
okay.
need to thank yourself for that, because you're becoming a conduit for God. You're becoming clearer.
Not...
Hello?
That's what I really want more than anything, is to be a conduit for God.
That's exactly what you're becoming. You need to
no
trust
question.
Yourself. You need
okay.
to trust yourself. You need to trust that that's what's happening, and it is.
Okay.
That's why I'm saying that you're a very powerful person. Most people can't believe it. But I'm no different than you.
Mm-hmm.
All you need to do is open up to this wonderful energy that is passing through you and feel the strength of it and the love of it and the compassion of it just going through you. Become strong, because you are strong. You should feel
okay.
much more grounded. You should feel much clearer. And you should feel much, much more compassionate.
Thank you.
How does that feel to you, dear?
I feel good. I feel strong. And I'm very grateful that I can connect with you and get help. And I know that you say you're not doing anything, but you have your own special loving way and your own way of compassion and caring. And it reaches out to people, and it makes them believe in what you're saying, which is so important, and it makes them trust.
Thank you so much, but I give God the credit. I don't. It's something that He's given me, but I always give God the credit. Without Him, I'm nothing, and with Him, I'm everything.
Mm. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you, and you have a good weekend. If you need to call me again, don't hesitate.
Thank you. I will. Bye-bye. Love you. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go back to the pink quartz again, unless there's somebody else on the phone, which I'm more than happy to help. I've got about 2 more minutes, so if anybody's out there, I'm willing to help for 2 more minutes. But the pink quartz, it doesn't have to be a big pink quartz. It can be 5 ounces. It can be 5 pounds. Just put it under the bed. If it has an arrow, in other words, it has a form where it feels better going one way than the other, put it north. Or put it in the area of your home where it feels absolutely wonderful. It doesn't have to be north. It can be east. It could be west. It could be south. Could be anywhere. Put it under your bed and turn it towards the head of the bed, and you'll see that the table, or excuse me, you'll see that the bed and the room will become very, very tranquil. And that's what we need to do. And that's really, really important to do. It's so, so important to do. Use the pink quartz. The pink quartz will calm you down, clear your minds, and stay in touch with what's very important with you. more than the negativity, stay in touch with love. Stay in touch with compassion. It will help you so much. Allow that energy just to transfer over to you. Allow it to heal you. Allow it to feel you. And when I'm talking about feel you, energy feels. Energy will heal. And that's what you need to do. I also wanted to thank Dr. Bell last night. We had a really good show on, and it was really, really good to be on his show. I co-host the show, and I find him to be a very interesting person, and hopefully maybe he's listening this evening. I don't know, but I hope that everything goes well, and I think we're doing a show out there. At least it sounded like we're doing a show in a few months out there, maybe 3-4 months. So I'll be with him, and we'll have a lot of fun with it. But I wanted to thank everybody, and I wanted to say hello to Valerie, Dr. Valerie Olmsted, and I need to sign off because it's 6:57 already. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.